Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Bridget.
And this is Girls Next Level.
Welcome back to Girls Next Level, everybody. We're so excited. We have our special guest here at Miss July 2005, Kiana Chase.
Yay!
So good to see you.
It's been forever.
I know.
You guys. It's so crazy.
But you look exactly the same.
Oh, do I?
Totally.
Yes. Like, seriously, not even a wrinkle.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Hopefully I'm like, oh yeah, you know.
Your eye makeup is so pretty.
I try. Thank you.
I know. It's so on point. I'm like, oh, don't. I mean, I think we should start the way we always start the interviews.
Yeah, at the beginning. We're so chronological over here.
Okay.
We just want to know like a little bit about how you grew up, where you grew up, like who you are before you even came to Playboy.
So I grew up in South Central LA. So I'm an LA native.
That's rare.
Totally born and raised. It awesome. Is. I know. People are always like, you can't be from here. No one's from here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well.
My husband's from here too, but it's very rare.
It's very rare. And it's so funny because I'm like, I'm from LA, but I meet people and they're just like, you're from here?
Yeah. How's that possible?
<That's the square. laughs> I'm like, yep, people do.
Every once in a while.
Birth, yeah. You know, get birthed here. So.
Yeah.
Awesome.
How did Playboy get on your radar? What's the first time? When's the first time you ever saw it? And what did you think?
So Playboy, you know, growing up, I mean, I didn't really have access to any of that. Like I was kind of in a strict household and, you know, my parents were like, you're going to school, you're going to, you know, make good grades, you know, that kind of thing. So I didn't find out until later in life that my dad actually had a key to the Playboy Club.
That's so like, cool.
Whoa. Well, that's just, I thought you were going to say had a subscription to the magazine, but a key to the club. He's hardcore.
I was like, wait.
What is going on? That is so cool.
Yeah. Didn't find that out until way later, way after. And then too, like, I never told him that I posed. Never.
Really? That's amazing how that just flew under the radar.
Never told him.
That is crazy.
My mom was like, I'm not going to say anything, but you need to tell him at some point. And I was like, I can't. I can't tell him that.
Oh my God.
He never knew.
That is amazing.
He never knew. Yeah. So,
wait, is he still around?
No, he literally just passed away.
Oh,
oh no.
Like a month ago.
And he never found out the whole time?
The whole time.
Wow.
The whole time. Wow. I had a personalized license plate on the back of my car at one point, and I was visiting, you know, his house, and he, you know, pulls my car up. He was like, what is that? What is the license plate mean? It said Miss July 05. He's like, what does that mean? And I was like, oh, I said, oh, I'll tell you later. Like, I acted like I was in a rush. I was like, I gotta go.
Oh my God.
That was so funny.
Crazy. I was like,
oh my God.
And you don't think he thought maybe, like, did he have any kind of inkling?
I mean, if he did, he never said anything.
That's
which
fascinating.
Which is great, because I would have never been able to have that conversation. Like, I would have never been able to be like, okay, let's sit down and let's talk about it.
Yeah.
No, I would have never been able to do that. So he didn't, nothing else came up after that. And that was years ago. But nothing else came up after that.
I almost feel like he secretly knew, but didn't know how to have the conversation either. So he's like, let's just let this go.
Was always the dad. Like, he wouldn't say it to me, but he would definitely say it to my mom. Like, did you know that she, you know, did this and that? And, you know, my mom would always be like, why didn't you tell your dad that you did?
Because it's easier to tell mom.
It's easier to tell her. And I'm like, you tell him. She's like, no.
Yeah. Not that one.
No. She's like, I am not responsible for that. No. She was not going to do it. So.
I think we're going to ask the same thing.
How did you decide to try out? Like, how did that get on your radar?
So for the 50th search. Okay. You know, they still had scouts. So scouting, you know, was happening then. So I was working at the makeup counter and it was a lady. I don't even know. She was really nice. She was like, you know, have you ever thought about Playboy? And I was like, Playboy? Like, who would think about that, you know? Mm-hmm. And she's just like, you should, you know, come and take a Polaroid. And she just sounded so like, yeah, it's super easy. And I was like, okay. And literally, like, I mean, I went up to the studio and it took a Polaroid and she was like, okay, we'll, you know, let you know. I don't even think I really met like the higher ups. I didn't meet Miriam. Yeah. I didn't know Lacey at the time. Like, mm-hmm. I just was there to take a Polaroid and then that was it.
Yeah.
And probably like maybe a year later.
Whoa. Long time.
Yeah. Maybe a year later, you know, I got the call like, oh, you know, we want to do something and I was just kind of like, okay, you know, it just was so like not even on my radar. Like I was modeling, mm-hmm. but not to that caliber.
Yeah.
So even when I did get, you know, the call like, okay, Hef wants to put you in the magazine, I didn't tell anybody.
God, I love it.
I didn't tell anybody. I didn't. Like my mom found out later and she was like, you did what?
Why didn't you tell anybody? Did you feel like it was like one of those things that was like too good to be true? Yes. And it might, yeah.
Yes. I did. Really did. It just was like, well, this is crazy.
Because it seems like the way it happened for you is just so, like, random. I wish it would have happened to me like that.
It
like,
was
and
very
so,
random. And I forgot which girl told me. She was just like, don't ever tell that story.
Wait, why?
Because it was so, she was just like, so you're just telling me that it was that easy? Like, you were, and I said, yeah.
I think it's so cute. It's so old Hollywood, like girl gets discovered at the soda shop and plucked out of nowhere.
Oh, yes. No, it's amazing. And I think every girl wishes that mm-hmm. kind of luck would happen to them, whether it's for Playboy or a modeling job or like acting job or something.
She was like, don't ever.
No, you
was
should
it somebody
tell the story.
At Playboy's that said
yeah,
that?
Yeah, one of the Playmates.
Oh, jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for so many people, including myself, it was like this lifelong dream that I wanted so bad. And it was so hard and so elusive and difficult. And then for other people, it's just like, oh, I was just working one day at the mall. And
like, I even knew girls, you know, they were like, oh, you know, they told me I could do it, but I needed to get, you know, my boobs bigger, smaller, whatever, nose or whatever. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, I just took a picture and...
But what I'm shocked about, too, is that you went in and did the Polaroid and it was a full year later.
Yeah. It was definitely a while.
Yeah. They would really hang on to photos. Like, I remember Hef still had this folder in his office of, like, Playmate tests, even past Polaroid, like, people who would mm-hmm. come and test who weren't approved, but it was kind of borderline, so he kept, like, this backlog, like I guess in case they ever had a shortage
yeah.
or something.
Yeah. I think, and I don't know for sure, but I think that that's where I fell mm-hmm. in for a long time because I tested for the Millennium Playmate, and I didn't get it, but I didn't hear back for a year and a half. I didn't hear back. And I like, three or four times I called and, you know, asked, and they were like, oh, no news is good news. If you haven't heard from us, that means you're still, like,
I'm still
in that folder. But then after a year and a half, I got a letter in the mail and I was like, oh, this isn't good. Like, that means I know what this means. Okay. But I didn't get it.
I was like, oh, you got it. And
no.
I'm like, oh.
No, it's like, oh, you know, it's very competitive. There's only 12 girls. And I was like, so sad.
Aww.
But I mean, I hadn't really heard about it taking so long for other people. That's why I was like, was I still in the running?
Yeah, it seems very unusual. Yeah. I think you were in the folder probably.
I mean, I definitely remember at least 2003, maybe 2004.
Wow.
Early, just, you know. But like I said, I mean, I had like an actual job. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I mean? So in my mind, I was just kind of like, you know, it wasn't really.
It happens,
really, it happens. Yeah, it wasn't really like a huge, like, I'm banking on this. You know, it was just like, well, you know, mm-hmm. they call, great. If not, you know.
Yeah, that's exciting. So, okay, they call you. They say, Hef wants to put you in the magazine. You come to do your centerfold. Mm-hmm. Did you have to do another test then?
I don't remember doing another test. I don't remember doing another
like test, if they do the Polaroid, then do they call them in for an actual test or they just go straight
the test
to
shoot. The test shoot.
You did do a test shoot? Okay.
So that's when I met Marilyn, Lacey, all the, you know, all the guys that worked in the in the studio. Yeah. So yeah, I did the test shoot. And
is that nude?
And then they were like, yes.
And were you nervous?
I wasn't really nervous. I was with Arnie and I forgot the other guy's name.
Steve.
Uh-huh. So I wasn't nervous. They were like, oh, you must. I was like, I walk around naked at home all the time.
Well, you know, and I feel like this Playboy studio, the staff has a way of making everybody feel really comfortable.
Comfortable, which was kind of scary, too, because I was like, now I'm in front of all these men. And I'm just like, derobing. And they're like, oh, you need to step out. I was like, no.
What's the point?
You're going to see it anyway.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, so I did that, the test shoot, and they kind of said like, yeah, you know, it'll be more time. And so surprisingly, Lacey wound up telling me that I got rushed through because, you know, they were looking for more, you know, ethnicities and
diversity,
all that kind of
yes.
stuff. Yes. And so, you know, she's just like, you know, I'm actually surprised to see you like, you know, sooner than, you know, a lot of the other girls because, you know, it usually takes a while. So I guess I wasn't in that folder.
Not anymore.
So yeah, I got rushed through and it literally everything just happened so fast. And I just was, you know, my head was spinning like, what? This is crazy. And I just was like, I can't tell anybody. I can't.
Well, it's like, you don't want to jinx it.
I don't want to jinx it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really want anybody to talk me out of it either. Because I know my mom, you know, when I finally did tell her, she was just like, oh, why did you do this to me? Like, that one child that's just so just.
Yeah.
You're always just doing things. And I'm like, this is Playboy.
Yeah.
Hello.
I didn't even think about that. Somebody trying to talk you out of it.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Like, are you sure it's going to follow you forever? Is this really, you know, how you want to introduce yourself to the world? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, yeah, I feel good.
Yeah. Definitely. What was your theme, your pictorial theme?
And it's so funny that I didn't really have a theme per se.
Oh.
So they were kind of just like, well, what do you like? And what do you, you know, and I was just like, well, I mean, at the time I was doing like belly dance classes. Mm. So, you know, they kind of used the whole Moroccan theme. And then what else? And then we did do a couple of shoots at the actual Mac store in Beverly Hills.
For your story pictures?
Yes.
Story pictures, for those who don't know, it's there would be lifestyle pictures of the Playmate. There'd be the nudes and then there'd be clothed pictures that was meant to show you like in your day-to-day life and like what you're really doing so the readers could feel like they knew you better.
Yes. And that was super cool because these are like people that I work with all the time.
Yeah.
So they were like, so wait, let me get this straight. You are going to do a photo shoot in this store today. Like, I was like, yeah. And then I'm going to finish and come to work.
That's crazy.
That's awesome. Crazy. It was so crazy. It was so crazy. And then just, you know, remembering just like, this is crazy. Like, this is so amazing, but it's so crazy. Because I, you know, just thinking back, I'm like, I didn't even really try to process it all at, you know, at one time because it was just so like, this is crazy.
Yeah. I remember feeling that way even when I just went to test for Playmate. Yes. Like, and then you go back and you're in your regular life. Like I went back, I was a medical assistant in a cardiology office. And I'm like, wait, this weekend I was just at the Playboy Mansion, like doing a photo shoot. And now today I'm like back in my scrubs at work in Lodi.
Right. It's so insane.
It is weird. And it's hard to process, exciting.
It is. It's all these things. And you're just like, okay, you let me just decompress. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This Father's Day, celebrate the one who's always been your rock with a gift of comfort from Minky Couture. Whether he's relaxing after a long day, watching the game, or sneaking in that well-earned nap, nothing says thank you like the luxury of a Minky blanket. Soft, stylish, strong, just like Dad. Visit MinkyCouture.com or stop by a store near you and give Dad the comfort he truly deserves. Minky Couture, because even heroes need to rest.
Who was the photographer for your actual shoot? Was it Arn?
Steve.
Oh, it was Steve.
Well, you know, actually, they kind of did it back and forth. Yeah.
Oh.
Marilyn used to do that a lot. I never did. I would assign a playmate to one photographer because I thought it was just easier and more efficient and more consistent. But Marilyn would mix it up a lot.
I definitely remember both of them. Yeah. For sure. So, I liked both of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you overall, your experience posing and everything was good?
It was great. I loved it. I mean, like I said, I had been modeling, you know, just doing little things. I did a lot of catalog work. It's so funny. It's just like, you know, you have those like church hats.
Yeah.
I was one of those models. Like, I had all like, it was crazy. I was like, how do you go from church hats to just completely naked?
That's iconic.
So I felt like I was, you know, I was pretty comfortable, you know, in, you know, front of the camera. But of course, it was a different thing. But at the same time, I was just, you know, I was getting more comfortable with posing and, you know, just learning my angles and stuff like that. So really, I mean, it was just kind of a natural transition, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question too, because you were local, that kind of worked differently than girls who would be flown in from somewhere else. So if a playmate was found somewhere else, she'd be flown in and she'd stay at the mansion guest house.
Yes.
But because you were local, you didn't get to do that. They just sent a car and drove you to the studio, right?
Yes.
So when did you first meet Hef, and were you invited like to come out with us initially, or did that take a while to get into it?
It took a while, which is so funny because once I found out that, you know, they've stayed at the Playmate house and all that kind of stuff, I was like, well, I want to stay there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like you're missing. I feel like people that were local were missing that, that huge part of it.
Yes. Meanwhile, I have a whole apartment in the valley. Like, I'm like, I live here. Like, it's, you know, but yeah, like, so once I didn't meet Hef until probably, well, obviously after the pictorial was done, and it was just at one of the parties, you know, and he recognized me. I was like, oh, I'm, you know, he was just like, you are.
I know you.
I know you.
I've seen you.
You do? So, yeah, that was insane because I was like, what? I'm like, you know me? Like, you know, and in my mind, I didn't know that, you know, he was so hands on.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought, you know, you just have a staff and you're like, yeah, pick them out.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'll say yes, no, whatever, but not really like hand picking all of, you know, the girls at that time.
So, yeah. And the photos and everything, like super involved.
And I always have said, like, that's kind of the special part of, you know, from the time that I was there, like, you know, I was literally handpicked, you know, so obviously after, you know, he passed away and stuff like that, like, you know, just like,
we don't know who.
Yeah.
No one knows. I'm like, okay, you know, then, you know, and then it's like the whole titles get mixed up, like, oh, I'm a Playboy bunny. And I'm like, are you? Like,
oh, nobody knows anymore.
Oh, that's, I'm like, confused by it too, because people are like, I'm posing for Playboy. And I'm like, wait, what is Playboy right now? I don't even know what it is right now. Who's?
And literally no idea.
Yeah.
It's all changed. We don't know what Playboy is anymore.
We don't.
No. Yeah. It's a mystery to me too. Like, and people will ask us sometimes for advice saying like they're going to be posing for Playboy and stuff, but I don't really understand like what it is right now or who is, like you said, making those decisions.
I have no idea. There's not even like a Playmate promotions. I mean,
yeah. Like, what does it even mean to be a Playmate?
Well, they don't even have Playmates anymore.
No.
Like, they call the girls, when the girls make the OnlyFans site, they say that part of the business is called centerfold, and you're a centerfold if you have like the OnlyFans style page with them. And then some people get a bunny costume, or people always say they're a Playboy bunny, but we know, like, people assume everybody, they just call everybody who's in Playboy a bunny, whether you're a bunny or not. Mm-hmm. So there's that. But they haven't had a Playmate of the Month since like March 2020, like quarantine was like the last one.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It's been a while for sure. For sure. And I was just kind of like, well, that's no fun. Like,
yeah, it's not the same as it used to be.
It's not the same. Right. It's not the same. Right. So I always take pride in just knowing. I'm just like, well, I was a part of the actual,
right.
process.
I want to go back to the first time you were at the mansion and the parties and Hef and everything, because do you remember the first time you went there? Was it for a party or was it just like for dinner or?
It was for a party. It was for a party.
Do you remember which one?
Midsummer Nights.
Okay.
Yes. And I remember just like completely stressing over, you know, what to wear and, you know, not really knowing anything. You know, I was so just like, okay, so wait, so we're not going to drive onto the mansion. We're going to park at like a parking lot and then some shuttle's going to come get us. And literally, like, of course, my mom is sitting next to me. She was like, what are you doing? She's like, so you're leaving out of here naked and you're going to be, you know, and... It's just like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not helping. Like, my stress is too high. But yeah, it was Midsummer Nights. And I feel like I wore yellow. And of course, I had the time of my life.
Yeah.
I was so excited about just all the food. And I was like, oh, this is great. You know, the drinks, everything. Like, it was, you know, I made friends with the bartenders and everybody. So, and of course, Kia and, you know, the staff.
Yeah.
And it just was great. I mean, everybody was great.
Did you get to bring anybody?
I did.
Oh, good.
I brought a slew of people. And at that time, remember, there was no, like, really a cutoff. Like, if you were one of the girls, like, you could bring, like, I'm like, oh, I have three friends. And they were like, okay.
Nice.
They
were stricter with us. We weren't even allowed to bring that many people. Yeah.
And then after a while, it started to be like, okay, well, we need to see their picture. We need to get them a photo.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just like, oh,
I thought
okay.
It was always like that.
No, I remember just putting names on a list and they would be like, okay, we'll see you when you get
nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that's good that you didn't have to go alone because you didn't really know anybody yet.
I didn't. And I was always nervous to kind of walk up to you guys and be like, hi.
Yeah, because we never got really introduced because I used to meet all the new Playmates when they came to stay at the guest house. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get the opportunity with you.
Yeah.
Or when they got invited out to a club with us and Hef. So
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So you saw the mansion for the first time kind of in a really amazing way.
Yes.
But when was the first time you came to the mansion when it wasn't a party and it was just you got to see the mansion?
It was movie night. It was movie night. And I I remember and I had one of my girlfriends with me. And, you know, of course, she had never been there. So she's just like, let's go, you know, do this and that and do all the things. And I'm, you know, I'm like, OK, but, you know, we got to go inside, you know, to sit and watch the movie. And we were literally in, you know, the theater sitting there. And I was just like, where is the sound? Like, what? It was the silent, like the
sound. Oh,
that is so funny.
She was like, let's go into the grotto. She was, and I'm like, we can't, like, we have to, like, we were
like,
literally like whispering.
Here.
Like, I was like, oh my gosh,
that is hilarious.
It was hilarious. And we literally like left and went into the grotto and just were like splashing around. And I had never been in there. Like, you know, I've been in there, but not, you know, actually like, oh, you know, this is nice, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. So that was like, I felt like the first time that I was actually able to really like enjoy it, you know, because even when you wear your bunny costume, like you have to do tours and,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you know, so it was a lot of that. And, you know, I just really didn't enjoy it, you know, just for me.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, you're working on the other
exactly.
times.
Exactly. So that was, you know, what it was. But I mean, you know, that was like the first time that I remember.
And the first time you met Hef was at the party. But when's the first time that you actually got a chance to like talk to him or ever? Did you?
I know.
Because it's like a weird situation. Like even when you're over at the house for dinner and stuff like that, it's not like there's like a lot of talking with Hef.
There wasn't. Yeah. And I think I had noticed that too. Like I was always fine if he just, you know, waves. And I'm you know, that was it.
You're like that's good for me.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna, you know, like, oh, I need to go sit over there and, you know, have a conversation. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like that for me. Like, I just kind of was like, you know, I'm here. Just be happy with that.
Yeah. And were you ever asked to go out to the clubs?
I was asked one time. I think, I feel like, obviously, you know, it was a club in Hollywood or something like that. And I don't know. I don't know what happened, though. I don't know. I don't know why. But I didn't wind up going. I didn't go. So I don't know what, you know, how that happened. But,
yeah.
But I was asked and I was like, oh, that's, you know, sounds good or whatever. But I think maybe too, like, maybe I had to work super early or yeah. something like that, you know. And I was just like, oh, you know, I'll just see them at the next party, you know what I mean? Not really thinking like, hello, like, you should go.
Yeah.
And back to your shoot, what was it like working with Marilyn Grabowski for you?
I liked Marilyn. The only thing that me and Marilyn had issues with was she wanted my hair to be a certain way because of the Polaroid. She was just like, well, we want you to look like this. And everybody that knows me knows that I am like, you could literally see me with, you know, long straight hair at 9 a.m. and then by 9 o'clock at night, it's in this, you know, big curly, you know, fro thing or whatever. Like I change with, you know, how I feel.
Yeah.
So she was just like, no, we have to have it like this. And I was like forever. And she's like, anytime you book a job, anytime you do this, she was literally like, it has to be.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, how was it in the Polaroid?
It was like a curly afro.
And she wanted you to commit to having that hair every single time you worked for Playboy?
Every single time.
Wow.
Every single time. That's even like, crazy. You know, even Lacey was just like, well, you know, that's kind of what, you know, they see, you know, visually and stuff like that. So really, she basically told me in so many words, she was just like, if you want to change up your look, just do it. And once you do it, they can actually see it. You know what I mean? Because if you're asking people just to kind of be visual about it, they're kind of wondering like, well, how's that going to look? Let's just stick to the regular stuff. You know what I mean? So, which I was always used to anyway, because I mean, I work in the beauty industry. So, you know, I have clients as well that will come in and just want the, you know, the same stuff. And I'm like, no, you should try, you know,
different,
you know? So yeah, it, you know, so I understood, but that was really the only thing that we kind of, you know, butted heads about. Like, I was literally just like, I don't like that every single time.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's so many other things we can be doing, you know?
Totally.
So, yeah. But I enjoy Marilyn. Like, she was definitely a stickler.
Yeah.
But she was, you know, I feel like she knew the vision. You know what I mean? So I was just like, well, I get it. Like, this is your expertise and I'm going to let you...
Yeah.
You know, run it however you see fit. So
what was your favorite mansion party out of all the parties?
Definitely Halloween.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Now, the funny thing is that after I, you know, because what I started going in like 2003. So probably by like 2010, I was so just like, now I have worn every single costume that I can think of to man. And I just started running out of ideas. And I, you know, after a while, I was like, I can't go because I can't do a costume that I already did. And I always be like, you guys always had these amazing costumes. And I'm just like, how do you even get these ideas? Because I literally was so just like, I have no idea what I am going to wear.
Yeah.
No idea. So I love the Halloween parties. Loved it. I loved it. I just feel like, I mean, I'm a creative anyway, so it just, you know, would always allow me to kind of, you know, step out of the box, but also too, you know, to where you just, you know, you're letting everything, you know, if you're a cat, then you're just, you know, you might wear like little pasties, you know, but in the real world, you can't just walk up.
Yeah, you're just wearing ears and a tail.
Exactly. Yeah. So I remember getting, I don't know if it was the Halloween party, but I got pulled over.
Oh no.
And the cop came
oh, shit.
To the window and I was naked. Like I had on like pasties and he looked and he was like,
That is so funny.
He's like, well, okay, first off, where are you going?
Yeah.
And cause I was late. Cause you know, they had like the cutoff, like, you know, you had to sign in and you know, and I didn't want to miss the shuttle and all that stuff. So I was speeding for sure. And I just knew, I was like, oh, I was like, no, I don't have time to pull over.
Yeah.
I had to pull over. He was just like, first of all, where are you going?
Yeah.
He was like, and before you answer, you're naked. So what? And I told him, I was like, I'm going to the Playboy Mansion. And he was just like, he started laughing. He said, he was just like, my wife is going to die. Like, she is literally, if she, once she hears this story, like, I pulled over. He was like, what are you, like, one of those bunnies? I was like, yeah.
That is so like, funny.
Oh.
That's hilarious.
He was so intrigued. He was so intrigued.
But did you get a ticket?
No.
Oh, good.
He was like, okay, well, hurry up. Like,
yeah, let me give you a police escort.
Yeah, he's like, well, hurry up. He's like, are you almost there? I was like, yes, I just have to park right down the street. He was just like, oh, okay. He was just like, but just be careful. Like, you're driving around, you're naked. Like,
that's so funny.
It was so funny. I was like, okay.
I love it. I love that story. When you were at the party, well, not even just at the party, just at the mansion in general, did you get hit on a lot?
I did. I mean, but I felt like that just kind of came along with the territory. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of the men, you know, they've never been around so many just beautiful women, so many, you know, shapes, sizes, colors, you know, all the things. Like, so I definitely, you know, it was normal to me. Like, I would think it was weird. I'm like, well, you know, if they're not hitting on me, like,
what's wrong with me?
Totally.
But yeah, like, it was definitely, you know, you definitely had your pick of
So that was like the parties and things like that. What about when you were working the events? Were people hitting on you then?
Yeah, I feel like it was even
worse.
Because, you know, they see you in your costume and, you know, of course, we, you know, the bunnies had a very strict, you know, don't do this, don't do that. You know, don't let anybody touch your ears, your tail, you know, that kind of stuff. But there was always those guys that, you know, they would try it. And, you know, you just kind of had to be like, hey, we're not doing that.
Did you have to have a standard excuse in your back pocket to get rid of people like, oh, your boyfriend?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And at that, you know, after a while, you're just like, I need to name this boyfriend. Whoever this boyfriend is, he needs to have a name, because I felt like somebody's going to ask me at some point, like, who, like, oh, what's his name?
And what I'll does be he like, do? You got to have a whole backstory.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, what does he do? That's a great question.
The next question. Do you remember Steve Powers at the mansion?
Steve Powers.
Okay. Well, then we probably already answered it then, because he was an old time friend of Hess, hung out at the mansion, was always there on like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, movie nights and stuff.
I remember his name for sure.
And I mean, he just seemed like a nice older man at the time. Didn't think anything of him. But since then, we watched this documentary on, was it Netflix?
Peter Nygaard, who was this clothing.
Do you know who that is?
Right. Oh, what do you know?
Oh, they were in cahoots.
Really?
Yeah. Tell
Peter
us.
Peter Nygaard. Okay. So, and that's, So he was around, or he, you know, came into my radar before Playboy. So this is completely before Playboy. And he was throwing like the, you know, just like house parties, you know, with, you know, you get pampering and all the things, you know, all those things. Right. So there were women that would, you know, be at clubs or parties or whatever. They'd be like, hey, you know, there's an event going on. And of course, you know, they're selling it. And I'm just like, oh, like, that sounds fun, you know? Yeah. And they're like, yeah, you get free this and that, and, you know, manicures, pedicures, massages, you know, it's a big house up in wherever. And I'm like, okay, like, yeah, that sounds fun. So yeah, I went to his house or a house. I don't know. I took one of my friends, because I was like, I don't know where this is. I'm going. Just come with me. So we went, and I mean, we really just kind of enjoyed all of the amenities, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, I don't really remember talking to too many people or anything like that, other than the women that were there, you know, just kind of indulging and whatever. But I do remember just the conversations, you know, like, so are you gonna stay after, and are you gonna do that? And I would, you know, I would be like,
he's like, huh?
After the party's over, like, what do I need to stay for? Like, it was just very like, like, no, I'm going to go once it's over. Like, it's over, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so once I started to hear that type of talk, I was just like, yeah, let me just not. But I also would run into him at church.
No.
What?
At church. Yes.
Oh my God.
So I feel like he was probably there recruiting.
Yeah.
You know, the woman from church. Like he saw me. He's just like, you know, like, yeah, you were at the house. And I'm like, yeah, you know. And he's just like, well, we're having another one. Like, you know, come on out. And I was really thinking to myself, I was like, you know, that's kind of when I started to feel like, I'm like, what exactly is happening? You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, there was something weird going on because in this documentary, there was like a leaked conversation, like a video conversation of Steve talking to Peter Nygaard. And it wasn't a whole conversation. So you didn't get the whole gist of what they were talking about. So maybe it's out of context. But what it sounded like was Steve was making it sound like they were trying to recruit all these beautiful Black women. And I don't know what they were trying to do, like get egg donors or what, but they wanted to like create like a superior genetic person. And
yeah,
it was sounded bizarre.
Yeah, they were like, we'll give you, what'd they say, $100 for your eggs or something like that. Yeah,
that's not worth the hormone injection.
No, that's what the girls were saying. They were like, $100, like give me a break. Like it was something really low ball, and they were like, give me a break. Well, at least they called them out on it. But and that's the snippet of the conversation you hear. But they were trying to like, get this from them. I mean, it's just creepy. It's creepy, the whole thing. So that's where we were going with that. I'm like, did you know him?
No, I didn't. I mean, it was very, you know, just in passing. I'm like, oh, this is, you know, his house and, you know, or wherever we were. And I was very, you know, I was very keen on, you know, just certain conversations, you know, you just kind of are listening to see what people were saying.
And there was a lot of staying alert and stuff.
Yes. Yes. You have to.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to. So
I feel like anytime, like you have to go, when you're in LA and you're in the entertainment business, you have to do that schmoozing and you have to go to events and you have to go to a party sometimes and stuff, but you have to be very alert and you have to be listening to those in between the lines conversations and just be really smart about things and taking friends with you.
Absolutely.
And all of those things.
Absolutely.
I can't remember. Did you live at the Playmate House at all?
I did not, but I wanted to. I wanted to. And I remember I told it to Lacey. And then, you know, of course, she was just like, well, Kiana, you live out here. So what are you? I'm like, yeah, but I want to be a part of, you know, all the things. But she was just kind of like, OK, well, I'll check to see if there's space, like, you know. She's just like, so what do you think? You're just going to go there and stay for a couple of days and then go home? Like, what do you think?
You could have done that anytime. Yeah. You should have asked us.
Yeah.
I was like, I said, well, no, I mean, yeah, just, you know, just to see what it's like. And she was like, I'll check. And then she got back to me like probably like weeks later and was just like, you know, there's a lot of girls there, you know, there's a lot happening. Like, you don't want to. And I was just like, okay. You know, so I just kind of dropped it after that. But I literally was just like, hey, like I would have wanted to do that.
Yeah,
I would have wanted to just for the experience.
Right.
But then, you know, I was told about like the curfews and the, you know, I don't think there was too many visitors that were allowed and stuff.
Yeah,
like
boys
that
weren't allowed.
And I was like, oh, well, they would have been like, you have to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea was it was more for like out of town girls who needed a place to stay in LA. But if you wanted to just stay there any night, you could have asked us. We could have.
See, I totally would. Yeah. I would room. Have totally yeah. done
just
that.
To experience
I,
it.
Just to experience it. Literally, just to, you know, I mean, because I had been there many times.
Yeah.
But never, you know, to actually like stay. So I was just like, oh, this is cute. You know.
Yeah.
You
know. It was a fun place.
Oh, what was your Playmate of the Year? Like the competition for Playmate, was it something you wanted, Playmate of the Year? And was it something that was super competitive?
So the funny thing is, Lacey again, she kind of spilled to me. She was just like, okay, like, you know, you're up for it. And I was, you know, again, at the time, I didn't really know what all of that even meant. You know what I mean? I was asking, I'm like, what does that even mean? And she's just like, you don't know what that means. I'm like, no, I don't know what it means. Like, what is Playmate of the Year? She's like, oh, you get a car, you get this, you get that. And I was like, oh, okay, well, yeah, sign me up. Like, sign me up. Put my name on the list. I would like to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, she literally just was, you know, kind of, you know, telling me like, you know, so you know, you have to be like this and you have to, you know, she was helping, you know, just to kind of groom me. But I really didn't really process it, you know, the way that, I mean, obviously I do now, but, you know, back then it was just kind of like, I mean, if it happens, yay, but if not, then, you know, that's fine too, you know, type thing. So.
Well, it's probably better that way because people do take it really serious and get very competitive.
Competitive. And I did hear a lot of stories and I was just like, really?
Ooh, tell them. Do you remember the story?
I know.
Just, you know, one of the girls, had told me that she was up for it. And, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, like, okay, good. And she said, you know, she started to have to, like, you know, make appearances more, you know, just be more out front, you know, And she was very shy, for what I could tell. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, you know, well, how did that work? And, you know, she's, you know, just like, well, you know, I mean, I was there, but not really. But you know what I mean? But she basically was saying, like, you have to be just in, you know, in the mix, and, you know, you can't, you know, hide out and do all the things or whatever. So I was like, okay. So, but she didn't get it though. So
like, well, so don't take her advice.
But when Kara Monaco got it, cause she's my year, and I was just happy for her. I just was happy for her. And I knew that that was something that she actually wanted, you know, and she was ready to, you know, do all of the things. And I was just like, I love that. Like, I love that. And I even think they actually encouraged us to vote for, you know, and I was like, okay. I said, well, I vote for Kara, you know? And so I think that's what Lacey was like. Now you're doing good, you know, but you have to, you know, be more, you know, out there and all the things. And I was just like, I said, yeah, you know, it happens, great, you know, But yeah, I was super excited for Kara. Like, I love her to this day. So,
she's amazing.
Yeah.
She is.
I think it was 2006 where it was like super, super competitive, right? Like, where
it was like Sarah, Allison, Janine.
Yeah. And they were all living at the Playmate house. And it was like,
and the show was following the process. It was like high stakes.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember that. I do. And I was just like, dude. Is everybody good?
I know. That's what I was wondering too.
Friends? I don't know. Like, it was so just like, yikes. Like, okay, I'm going to just go over here.
Because it's such a hard thing because, you know, obviously you're going to be happy for the person because it's your friend. But at the same time, you're devastated for yourself. So like, how do you reconcile those feelings?
How do you do it? Yeah.
It's hard.
It is hard.
And you're living together. So there's no like... there's no escape it.
Yeah.
So you can go home and just like scream and cry and then come back and give hugs and be happy.
And isn't that was around the time that filming started. Like, there was filming actually going on.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're capturing all of these things, all the emotions behind it on, you know, on film. So, yeah.
And that process was filmed for the show. Like, they wanted each of us to take some of the girls out and get to know them better because they're in the running for it. And then we had like a party where they were all at and one of them was going to get called. Yes. And so there was just, a lot of things going on. So there was definitely that focus.
And I probably would have been, I'm like, I don't want to be, I can't. Like, I just don't. Like, I don't want to do any of that. So, yeah.
But speaking of filming and stuff at the other house and everything, were you ever asked to be on the show or did they just...
So I was on the show where they were doing the hunt for the Playboy Casino in Vegas.
Yeah.
Which is funny, too, because that's why I say, like, I just think back and I'm like, what the heck was I doing? You know, so even when I went to that, like, it was just on, you know, just spare of the moment, you know, like, oh, yeah, I'll just go, you know, because the way it was put to me, like, oh, you can just, even if you're not a part of that, you can just be around, like, in the background or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, you know, lay out at the pool, you know, whatever. So, but, you know, Lacey's like, you know, make sure you have your, you know, your bikini, your bathing suit, you know, that kind of thing. So when everybody got, you know, rounded up, I just kind of went with it. And so, you know, when they did the individual interviews, I was like, so I have to like actually talk. Like, I have to talk to Maloof. And I was literally just like in front of Hef. Like, it was literally so nerve-wracking.
I couldn't tell you were nervous at all. I thought you seemed so good.
And I probably threw up before.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, so I'm...
That's how I get nervous. I'm like, I have to go throw up.
I'm confused, though. So you went there just to, like, hang out and be part of the show and not... you weren't actually like, oh, I want to work at the Palms?
No.
Oh, Well, we were watching the show and we're like, oh, Kiana, obviously, because we're judging everybody and voting. And obviously, we're all voting for you. And then I'm like, but I don't think she worked there. I wonder why she decided not to. That's so funny.
Yeah, because I didn't. It did not compute. Like, literally after I was chosen, I get a phone call. I think it was James. He's like, so you're going to be moving, you know, to Vegas probably next week. And in my mind, I'm like, who is moving to Vegas? Like, what?
I'm sorry, you had the wrong number.
Yeah, oh like I God. Was literally, and so probably
who
like
is a, this?
Yes, like probably a day or two went by, and I had to call him and say like, I'm like, so I heard you the other day, but what do you mean like moving? And he, you know, he's just like, yeah, you know, you got the position, you know, you're gonna be one of the bunnies, you know, dealing, you know, cards and things. And I mean, it just did not compute. I was like, yeah, I think I need some time to like really think about that.
Yeah.
And by the time I called him back, probably like the end of the week, he was just like, Kiana, we already feel just, he's like, you sounded really unsure. And I was,
yeah.
But I mean, at the same time, like that was such a great opportunity for, you know, for the ones that actually went and, you know, and actually worked and all the things. So I was happy for them too. And it's funny because, I mean, we were still doing events, you know, at the Palms and everything. So, I mean, I was able to see them and, you know, someone would be like, what happened to you? Like, what and I was just like, I mean, I have an actual job, a life. Like, I just was so like, funny. They were like, so tomorrow you're going to move to Vegas.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Crazy.
I'm like, I can't do that. I even told my mom and she, and you know, my mom was just like,
so funny.
Here you go again with these antics.
Yeah. Where are you going next?
What are you doing now?
And you were also on the Cara Monaco slumber party episode.
I was going to say that too.
I remember that too.
That was fun.
We had on like the matching
pajamas.
Yeah.
The drop drawers.
That was so cute. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love that. I forgot
that
about
was
that
fun.
One. Yeah. That's so funny too. Cause me and Kendra, like, I didn't really know her. I didn't really know her. She was just always like, you know, over there, and she would always be like, Kiana, you know, like, and it was, and I was known as one of the dancing bunnies. So anytime, you know, we were at one of the parties and they were like, oh, let's all dance. Let's, you know, have a good time. I would always be on the dance floor with Kendra. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just kind of connected, you know, with that. And then it became a thing. Like, she would come and find me and be like, I'm about to go dance. Come with me. And I'm like, okay. You know, so we just kind of connected that way. I mean, we never really had a conversation or really anything. I actually was friends with her brother.
Oh, yeah. Colin's so nice.
Yes.
He was on the show.
Yeah. I was actually friends with him and, you know, had many conversations with him over the years. And, you know, so I was actually close to him, but I didn't really know Kendra like that. I just knew her to be the life of the party. You know what I mean? The life of the party. We always just had a good time during the whole, you know, process of, you know, picking for the Palms and everything. She was, you know, come on, Kiana, like just yelling out. And I'm like, I got it. Like, you know, so she was always just, you know, super sweet, you know, never. She was supportive all the time.
That was my thoughts on your guys' friendship. Like if I hadn't even asked you and somebody asked me, I would have thought that it was sort of superficial. Like you knew each other, obviously.
Yeah.
But like it wasn't like a deep friendship where there was like conversations and stuff.
No.
But I didn't know for sure. That's why I like wanted to hear it from you to see.
Yeah, it wasn't. And you know, I just kind of I just kind of went along with that. Like, I mean, any, you know, I remember like the golf events.
Yeah.
You know, if you guys were there, you know, she was just always just like, Kiana, you know, literally like she would yell my name all the time.
Right.
It didn't matter where we were, what was happening. It was just always like, she's going to yell my name.
Yeah, totally.
What was it like working Playmate Promotions? Do you remember any favorite gigs or anything?
I loved the travel. Just, you know, anytime they'd be like, oh, Miami, you know, anything. I'm like, yes. Sign me up. Super Bowl was always
crazy.
Super crazy. I remember it was Miami, Too Short. So he was there. Of course, we had the big party out there. And just the access, you know, like he just kind of casually came up to me and I forgot who the other girl was. Like, you guys are hanging out afterwards? And I was like, yeah, I mean, of course.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of question is that? Like, yeah. It literally, in my mind, I'm just like, did Too Short just ask us to hang out afterwards? So it was, you know, it was just always just like, I was always anticipating, you know, the celebrities that would be there or the stars and everything. So I loved it. I definitely love Super Bowl. I think that was like definitely one of my favorite times to just be wherever.
Yeah.
And even being like the smaller, not even towns, but like just smaller states where it's not even, you wouldn't even think like,
yeah,
to really
Indiana
go. Yeah. Like,
right.
I'm like, okay. But they, you know, you'd have the best time. You'd have
totally.
The best time. And I used to hate because we would fly in and we would fly right back out.
I know. Well, we did that to the extreme too. Like, Hef wouldn't even, like, the party wouldn't even be over. He's like, back on the plane.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, we'd make an appearance at the party, sit for like barely a drink and then out the door.
You're done.
Yeah.
It was so, and I would always be, and I know Lacey would be like, stop asking me. I'm like, can't we just stay? And,
yeah.
You know, she's like, well, you can do it on your own dime. Like, if you want, you know, you can stay and, you know, hang out or whatever. And a lot of girls wound up doing that. Like, you know, if they had like extra days or whatever, or if they're, you know, flying someplace where they had family or something like that.
Yeah.
They would just stay over and, you know, they would have to handle their own flights. But otherwise, it was in and it was out.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You mentioned Too Short, but I was curious, are there any other celebrities that stand out in a good or negative way, like that were super, super nice or like weren't so nice?
Little John was really nice. I didn't really have too many bad experiences. Now, I will say.
Like, ooh, what?
So, Mr. Trump. Yeah. So he was there for one of the, it was a smaller party. It wasn't, I don't remember what it was, but he was there and I was there working, you know, in my bunny costume. And I remember Lacey kind of coming up to me. She kind of pulled me aside and she's just like, you know, she's like, I'll just, you know, we'll just have you sit out for this picture.
No.
Yeah. And I mean, at the time, I didn't really think much of it. I just was like, oh, okay. You know, because I felt like people, you know, you can pick and choose who you want to take a picture with and stuff like that. But ultimately, I mean, it definitely, now, you know, thinking back, like, I was like, he didn't want me in his picture. You know, he did not want me in his picture.
That's crazy.
So it was just, yeah. And, you know, and I remember just Lacey trying to be like, but it's not a big deal. Like, you know, don't worry about it. Like, you know, people pick and choose who they want in their picture all the time, you know, but usually everybody would be like, oh yeah, you know, all the bunnies, you know, gather in. And he was, you know, she was like,
mm-mm. Wow.
I didn't even think anything really of it until obviously later and all these things start coming out about him. And I was like, oh, see.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, sorry that happened.
I feel like that just makes you feel icky though. Like,
yes.
even if it's true that at the parties people pick and choose and stuff,
yes.
Like, I just feel like that is like an icky feeling to not be chosen. You know?
And then that's the thing too. Like, I feel like, you know, for a lot of the parties anyway, like the clients would actually choose, you know, which bunnies, you know, they always wanted.
Yeah.
Mm. And you know, which was fine. But I remember, you know, Lacey telling me, like, you know, it's not me that, you know, that picks, you know, who works and all that kind of stuff. It's the client. So I was like, oh, you know, okay. You know, so yeah, she was just like, you know, if they don't pick you, like, it's fine. There's always another one. And it was always something.
Yeah.
Something else coming up. So,
well, that goes into our next question, Steph. We want to talk about diversity among the Playmates and want to know what that experience was like for you. Like, being one of the few Black Playmates, did you feel like it was your chance to shine, or did you feel like there was any negative to it?
I definitely was more positive about it. You know, I mean, at the time I just was kind of riding this wave, you know what I mean? I really didn't think too much about what it meant, you know, probably not until there was like some magazine or like some article that came out and they had listed all of the Black Playmates, you know, within Playboy. And it was just such a small number. And I remember having a number And I was like, wow. What? And it was talking about, you know, like, you're actually considered one of the most beautiful women in the world. And yeah. I remember taking that moment and I was just like, wow. You yeah. know, like it, that, I think that's when it really hit me. Like, I'm yeah. really a part of just such an elite, you know, group of women, especially coming from where I come from. You know, we didn't grow up with much and mm-hmm. yeah. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, tougher neighborhood, you know, type thing. So, you know, just to go from that, you know, to something as big as Playboy was very.
And to a list as one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Yeah. And I showed my mom and she was like, oh, this is just, you know, they're going to blow your head up.
I love mom's reaction to everything.
I know.
Oh, she's hilarious.
Yeah, I was always thinking, like, when I worked at the studio, like, how we would go about finding more diversity in the models. Because mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, back then, Playboy's approach for Playmates, like, we would put out, like, a finder's fee for mm-hmm. modeling agencies and mm-hmm. stuff, but they wanted, like, the girl next door. Like, mm-hmm. modeling agencies weren't necessarily the best way to go because Playmate was like the same fee for everybody across the board. And of course, a modeling agency is always going to want to try to get more or whatever, but it's supposed to be the same for everybody. But when you already don't have very many women of color in the magazine, like, people are going to be looking through and they're not seeing themselves represented. It's not going to yes. be occurring to people, oh, I'm perfect for Playboy. You know yeah. what I mean? So it's just kind of this snowball that builds upon itself. And then all you're getting submissions from is just blondes. Uh-huh. Like, I remember being in the office and just like when Grace Kim, who's Korean American, submitted her pictures, I was like, call her immediately. We never had Asian women try out.
Yeah.
And I always wonder, like, I was only there for 2 years and a lot of that was just learning how things were done mm-hmm. and stuff. And I thought we did okay, but we could have done better with mm-hmm. diversity. And I always wonder, like, if I had been there longer, like, what could we have done more? I mean, I guess maybe approaching like specialty modeling agencies or
yeah.
just word of mouth. And the more you're featuring women of color, the more probably would want to try out,
yeah.
I would think. But Hef was always into it too. And it was so interesting to me because for so long they published just so many blondes. And I think it was
yeah.
like him liking blondes and then Marilyn liking blondes. Mm-hmm. And then there was another higher up editor who liked blondes. And maybe Marilyn liked blondes because she thought Hef liked blondes. And I think it was just this weird echo chamber. Yeah. But he was always on board when I was working at the studio. Like, he wanted more diversity too.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when Kayla Collins first tried out, he's like, no, she looks like too many people. And I was like, shocked that he said that, like shocked in a good way. And yeah. eventually she did make it in, but he was like, ah, she looks like too many other blondes we have, you know? So
yeah,
it's just interesting. I think about that all the time when I think back on that job.
And people yeah. always ask me, like, you know, even growing up, like, you know, if I knew about Playboy, and I'm like, well, you know, I've heard the name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But just to think, you know, about like, well, you know, I would have never thought that I would see anybody that look like me. So that's very true. Like,
yeah.
you know, look like me in the magazine. So I just, it wasn't really a thought, you know?
Yeah.
So when I was approached about it, I kind of, you know, laughed it off. Like, I'm like, what? Like,
yeah.
You know, but then I'm thinking like, oh, you know, you have the Playboy-esque, you know, attributes and all the things, you know, the boobs and all that stuff. So, I mean, you know, but I literally, that's exactly, you know, kind of my take on it. Like, I just never really thought that it would even be, you know, a thing for me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know, when I was approached, I was just like, oh, I'm like, so, you know, is this like something new that everybody that you're trying or something?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I was happy.
When was the last time you went to the mansion or saw Hef?
I would say when was the last time? I definitely went to the 4th of July.
4th of Favorite July.
Party. Yeah. 4th of July. And I remember him he was there, but he wasn't there, mm. you know? So I kind of thought to myself, I was just like, okay, you know, this is kind of, you know, it was definitely just a sad feeling, you
yeah.
know? Cause I was just like, this is the energy wasn't the same. He made like a very brief appearance and, you know, and then of course he was bombarded and, you know, people were like, oh, you know, they want to say hi and everything. But I saw him. But it just, you know, I could tell. I was just like, okay, you know, this definitely seems like it's going to start winding down
yeah.
you know, to a certain degree. So that was pretty much the last time. And I feel like that was maybe 2015.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah. That sounds about right.
That's yeah.
Because I feel like even from an outsider who had nothing to do with him, mm-hmm. I felt like he was gone by that point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, like you could see him.
They denied it. I mean, they tried. People around him tried so hard to make it look like that wasn't like, the case, no. But I could tell.
Come on. Yeah. Absolutely.
So what would you say one of your favorite memories about the mansion?
My favorite memories. Oh my goodness.
I know they're hard.
They are. And I felt like that was one of the questions that I was going to get. And I'm like, what is the favorite memory? I mean, like I said, I loved the Halloween parties. I just loved that whole everything. I was always excited to see what you guys were going to be.
Did you do the haunted house and everything?
Yes. And it's so funny because I felt like after a while, I'm like, okay, like I've been through this haunted house so many times. And each time I would still be like,
You change it every year.
They switch it every year. Yeah. But they're good.
I was just like, why do I get so, so scared? That's crazy. And even like, I felt like the people that were behind the mask and all the things, I'm like, didn't I just meet you? Like, this is crazy. But yeah, definitely the Halloween parties, Midsummer Nights for sure. And I was just always excited about outfit shopping.
Yeah.
That was so important to me. Mm-hmm. Like I wanted to be, I'm like, I gotta look nice, I'm like, I gotta find an outfit. So and a lot of times I was with friends. So it was kind of like a whirlwind, like everything is happening so fast. And of course we're drinking,
Yeah.
So a lot of times I'm like, what? Like, what happened?
Well, and going back to the outfit too, that can really make or break like how you feel the whole night.
Absolutely.
And how you remember the event and the party, at least for me. I mean, it's just like so important.
Absolutely. I loved when they would have like performances, mm-hmm. or different DJs or something like that. That was always a good time. I felt like the one events that I did not like, which I always wound up working. And I'm like, why do they keep hiring me for this event? Was like the MMA, the fighting.
Oh.
Did you ever were you a ring girl?
Yeah.
We love doing that.
And
that
was like,
you didn't
what?
Like it?
Why did, because you have to stand there and you're like watching.
Oh yeah, the
somebody
fights.
Get killed. I'm like, why do I keep getting picked for these events?
Yeah, I like doing the ring girl part, but.
I love that. Like that was fine. But then you're like, is that blood? Like I don't want to step on that. Like it was so just like, what is like, why do they keep hiring me for this?
Yeah.
It was so funny to me. So funny.
Do you have like a special, like craziest, wildest, weirdest thing you ever saw at the mansion that was really memorable?
So one of my good friends was there and she, in the beginning of the night, everything's fine.
Yeah.
She's having a good time. And then I remember going to the bathroom and it was like a, just a crowd of people in the bathroom. Like it was a crowd of people, but they're all like, looking like on the floor. And I'm like, what's going on? And, trying to see. And, she's laid out on the floor, just completely incoherent, I was like, oh my God.
Oh no.
So, yeah, it was bad. And so the friend that she was with, I was just like, what, what happened? What's going on? And she's so just like, I don't know. Like, having a good time. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what is going on? So that, and even to this day, so she's actually like a comedian. So she was just like, I have yet to share that story because literally the next day she called me and she was just like, hey girl. And I'm like, I thought you were dead. Like,
oh no.
I thought you were dying.
Wait, do you think she just drank too much or do you think somebody drugged her drink?
I definitely feel like they had to have drugged her drink for sure.
What year was this?
This was probably closer to like 2012, maybe 2013.
I wonder if that's the same time period Elvira was. Because we had Cassandra Peterson who plays Elvira on our show.
Uh-huh.
And she was saying she would go to the parties over the years. And towards the end, she just started noticing women really like stumbling around. And mm-hmm. she just noticed changes in the parties that she hadn't seen before. And she's like, somebody is drugging drinks here.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to say it was Playboy or half. It could have been anybody.
Yeah.
But no, still, really. That's terrifying.
Because I don't remember, any, like, there was no, like, searching, I mean, because, we're pretty much naked. So it wasn't really right. A lot of like
yeah, full cavity.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Squat and cough.
Oh my God. You know what? I don't think we've ever talked about the Playmate Dancers on here before. Will you tell people like what it is and or what it was?
So we were the dance crew for, I guess, Playboy. And I guess after a while, like the question was, well, what else do you guys do? Like other than just looking cute, like, do you have a talent? You know, do you know how to sing, dance? You know, what else do you do? So I think that's kind of where the idea came from. Like, and a lot of the girls have like actual dance training. Mm-hmm. You know, they grew up dancing or they were on like drill team or, you know, even go to college, you know, to actually like performing arts. I did not have any of that.
Just naturally good.
I mean, I was just like, well, I mean, and even like to know like, you know, dance counts and stuff like that. I had 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm like, okay. So we start.
Oh, we're starting.
You know, we're going right now. So it started out this huge, it was just kind of like a cattle call. You know, it's like show up at, you know, this studio at this time. And literally, I would probably say there were probably like 50 girls, 50 playmates that showed up. And literally by the time it was actually time for us to perform. So maybe it probably give like a month. By the time it was actually time for us to perform something, there was only 6 of us.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Every week they were, you know, they just were dropping. They were like, nope, we're not doing it. It was so just like, you would be like, so it's just us. Like, it's just us. So yeah. So it turned out to be just 6 of us to start with. And then, you know, after a while, it became very, you know, not so much about like, oh, you know, I'm here because I want to be. Like a lot of the girls were pointed like, you know, and we need you to be a part of this as well, you know, type thing. So and especially if they knew that, you know, she had some sort of like dancing background or training or something like that. Mm. But it actually did really, really well for a while. Yeah. I mean, you know, we would have, you know, clients that, you know, wanted to bring us in for like different parties. We did like a 50th birthday party for some man. I don't know.
Yeah.
We just showed up. We had on our costumes and, you know, partied, you know, with these people. And then we were literally on a bus or, you know, even in cars, like we just were on our way back home. So
interesting.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time. And then I also was a part of like they had like a singing group for like a hot second.
Oh, I didn't know about the singing group.
A hot second. Yes. They wanted us to record, you know, like a whole couple of songs. And I was just like, what is going on? What is happening?
Yeah.
But, you know, I just feel like, you know, I mean, I get it, you know, like they want to know like, okay, so you're pretty, but what else do you do? You know what I mean? So
interesting. So what's life been like for you since?
So life lately so I'm a mortician.
Yes. I couldn't wait to talk about this. So my brother's a mortician too.
Is he?
Yeah. And he also has like the contract to pick up all the bodies in like the local counties, like three.
Yes.
He's in Michigan. So like in the three counties around him.
Okay. I love it. I really do love it. I mean, not necessarily how it came about, but during COVID or once COVID happened, you know, because it's like weird because there's a lot of older people that work at mortuaries. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously once COVID hit, they were like, oh no, we're not going to work. We're not going to work. But then, you know, the body counts were, you know, rising. So it was kind of like a lot of these places just were not staffed. They were not staffed. Mm-hmm. And so my mom, her mother had passed away, my grandmother, and she was calling, you know, just calling around just to see, you know, can we bring her here? You know, are you guys equipped, you know, enough to do, you know, X, Y, and Z? And so she's talking to and I'm literally sitting like, you know, next to her, and she's talking to this lady. She's like, oh, you know, and I could just, you know, I hear her saying like, oh yeah, you know, everybody's pretty, you know, low staff or whatever. Well, you know, my daughter does, you know, hair and makeup and nails and all the things, so she can come there and help if you want. And I'm like,
she just volunteered you?
What? Literally.
Oh my God.
Literally. She's like, oh yeah, here's her number. So the lady calls me It's just like, yeah, I talked to your mom and she said, you know, you do all these things. And I was just like, what is going on? Right. I said, I have never done a dead body in my life.
Yeah.
I love how all these unexpected things come your way. Like, do you want to post for Playboy? Yeah. You're moving to Vegas in a week. Playmate, dancer, singer now.
So random. I love it. I literally just was, I went, really, honestly, just that first day, like my whole stomach was just in knots and everything. But after that, I was good. And I really just love it. I really do love it. It's, you know, spiritually, like it makes me feel good to, you know, be able to bring peace, you know, to a lot of people's minds, you know, for their final, you know, services and stuff like that. So, and I've learned so much. I mean, I've learned so much, you know, just dressing the bodies and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot that, you know, happens behind the scenes. That
right.
I even have a, you know, definitely a bigger respect for, because, you know, you don't really even think about it. You're just like, you know, you're going to go to a viewing, you're going to just see how they just look amazing. And you don't know all the things that we had to deal with.
I bet.
Yeah.
In the back. Like, right. It's just crazy, you know.
So did you go to mortuary school then?
I didn't.
They trained you like on. Wow.
Yes. And really, it's not really too much different than, you know, me doing live clients. I mean, you know, to putting makeup on, you know, live clients. The only thing that's different is the feel.
The texture. The
texture of the skin, the face, you know, all the things. Now, if they are not embalmed, then that's where I get a little squeamish, because it's just, you know, I'm like, oh, no. You know, it's just very, you know, everything's very flimsy. You know, so if I'm like, and this did happen one time, like if I'm painting, you know, nails and stuff like that, and I, you know, place their hand back on their, you know, their chest or something like that, it can just slide right off. And when it did, she hit me.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. And I
went running out of the room.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I was mortified. Like, whoa. I was like, oh, my God. And it was just so, I mean, of course, I laughed later because, you know, the rest of my staff, they come, they're like, what? What's going on? I was like, she hit me.
Yeah.
They're like, you're crazy.
That's funny. That's awesome.
But I love it. Yeah.
And you work here in LA, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because my brother does it and stuff. I'm always like on the lookout for mortuaries and things like that. And I feel like they're kind of hard to find in LA. I don't see them very often.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them have closed down for sure. Since COVID. And then, you know, there's just a lot of them that were just owned by, you know, older people, you know, and then they have a hard time, you know, rolling over to, you know, the kids or the, you know, the grandkids and stuff like that.
They're like, I don't want that business.
Yeah. And you know, it's sad because it's like, you know, if it's been around for 40, 50 years and now, you know, you want to pass it along and they're like, yeah, I can let it go, you know?
Yeah.
And it just doesn't make it. So, yeah. But the buildings are still very, you know, much so up, and, you know, the signs are still up, but they haven't been in operation for years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always just sort of look, it's just one of those things, you know, because my brother does it. I'm like, oh, he could work here. Or what would it be like if he worked this one or whatever. And I hardly ever see them. And I'm like, where do all the people who die in LA go? Yeah. Like, where?
Yeah. Where are they going?
Like, are they like, just not advertise that they are what they are, or are there just very
few? It's not a lot of advertising. It's not a lot of, you know,
commercials. There's one inside Hollywood forever. I think it does say on the big sign cemetery and mortuary, but it's more like low-key. Like, you just think of that as a cemetery. Mm-hmm. When you go by. You don't think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do people that you work with know that you're a playmate?
They do. They do. And it's so funny because I love when, you know, people know, you know, those things about me, and they still are just very much so like, well, you're not even like that hot like that. Like,
and I'm like,
but you know, it's just, you know, they're joking. Like, I have a work brother, like we call each other brother, sister.
Yeah.
And he's just like, well, just so you know, I don't think you're hot at all.
He's just probably trying to make you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And then like, sometimes I'm like, does he not think I'm like, wait, like, did my hair look crazy today? Like, it literally is just like, he will definitely be like, oh, you think you're hot shit, don't you? Well, I don't think you're hot at all.
That's
so
funny.
You know, and I like that. I mean, I'm, you know, I feel like you need that sometimes just to kind of keep you humbled, like, you know, because even, you know, when I entered the modeling world, like I remember, like if I didn't get a job or if I didn't get a call back, like I would cry.
Yeah.
And my mom was just like, okay, I need you to pick a whole nother path.
Yeah.
You're way too like sensitive about, you know, people's thoughts on how you look or how you view yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
FOPO. So mm-hmm.
It was bad. It was bad. Cause I mean, you go from like, you're basically a big fish in a small pond and you know, get to the ocean and you're just, you know, you have that same mentality, but it's not the same situation. You know what I mean? So she was just like, you're going to have to really grow, you know, like your skin has to be way thicker. So yeah. she was good at that too. Like, listen, like you're cute, but
yeah, modeling and the entertainment industry, all that stuff is very difficult.
Oh, it was so cutthroat, so mm-hmm. cutthroat. And it was just, you know, if you were not careful, I mean, you would literally develop all kinds of, you know, complexes and just, yeah. you know, thoughts about yourself that you never even would have thought about. You know what I mean? So
were you ever invited to a Diddy party?
Oh, there we go.
I was.
Ooh, did you go?
I did not go.
Probably good.
But also too, like, I feel like even with all this stuff coming out, you know, I felt like I went to a lot of parties mm-hmm. and a lot of them, I did not know what they were or who was throwing.
Yeah.
It. So I could even say, no, I don't think I went, but because I don't know if I was mm-hmm. at a Diddy party. I mean, they take your phones, they, you know, lock them up or put them away. Type deal. Mm. A lot of times we were blindfolded.
No.
Yeah.
What so happened
I
those?
Wouldn't even know what area I was in.
Eyes wide shut. Did they take the blindfold off once you got there?
Once you got there, okay. Yeah. But you know, and you know, you're riding in a shuttle or something like that. And you know, you could feel the bumps and the, you know, all the things, but you didn't know where you were going.
Whoa.
That reminds me, like, I was invited to a party one time that said that you parked at a certain place and they were going to take you up in shuttles with all of the the windows blacked out
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and that the actual address is not disclosed.
It's not disclosed.
That's a cool idea as long as there's nothing sinister going on once you get there.
Right.
Right.
I feel like taking the phones away and stuff like that, it's a fun idea if you want to have like a really intriguing party. Like the mansion parties were better before everybody had smartphones and when cameras weren't allowed.
Yeah.
But of course, if they're getting you up there for sinister shit, that's scary as fuck.
Yeah. Exactly. You don't have a phone. Yeah. You don't know where you are. Scary.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've just been saying, you know, because everybody, they do ask me like, oh, so did you go? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, you know, and even if I did, like I've never been at a party where I'm just completely, you know, unaware of, you know, what's going on. And you know what I mean? I mean, because, you know, there's a lot floating around. I mean, there's a lot of things, you know, happening.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm in my mind, I'm always just like, if I literally, you know, lose consciousness or have to go to a hospital somewhere, all I'm thinking about is how my mom is gonna ask.
Yeah,
she's like, so here you go.
Yeah.
Embarrassing me again.
Oh no.
So yeah, so that was always my thought. Like, I do not want to embarrass my mom. Totally. Like, whatever I do, make sure, you know, because my mom literally will tell me, she's just like, well, I Googled you today. Just randomly.
Oh.
Randomly. And I'm like, I haven't done anything, you know, I haven't done anything. She's like, well, I was just checking.
Wow.
So just
funny.
Checking.
Your mom
just to make
so
sure.
Funny.
She's hilarious.
I'm going to use that when Rainbow's a little older.
Yeah. I Googled you today.
I Googled
what did
you today. She'll be like, mom. You're like, just checking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, the whole Diddy thing is crazy, but, you know, I'm definitely glad that I
made it out.
I made it out. And I really just feel like, you know, like we said, like you just have to be aware and you have to know like where you are, what you're doing, you know.
Have a friend or two.
Yeah.
So important.
Absolutely. That's for sure. Because there definitely have been nights where, you know, I'm like, how did I get home?
Yeah, totally.
My friend will be like, well, I drove you. So now we got to go get your car. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I didn't drive.
Yeah.
So yeah, but.
Awesome.
Yes. Well, this is one of my favorite interviews we've had in a long time.
Yay.
And I'm so excited for the listeners to get to know you.
I know.
Yeah, me too.
I was so happy when you guys reached out. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, thanks for coming in and doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So if you guys would like more content, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/girlsnextlevel. Check out our merch at girlsnextlevel.shop. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye guys. Bye.